Along the New York-Connecticut border, you'll find a statue in tribute to Sybil Ludington. Perhaps you've not heard of her, but the Dairy Ride was similar to that of Paul Revere, yet the story went unnoticed for decades. We'll meet the man who shares it on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Sybil Ludington made her famous ride to rally citizen soldiers to join her father to stop the attack on the town of Danbury, Connecticut, on April 26, 1777. This 16-year-old young lady had much on the line when she made that nighttime ride.
She took her life in her hands, knowing that if she got caught, she was done. She was done. They would have killed her for sure.
Vin D'Aquino has written books about Sybil's story and done much research on the ride, but over time, her heroism was overlooked.
She's a woman. She was a messenger. People don't celebrate the messengers. They celebrate the soldiers who are involved, the people who risk their lives to go there. So at the time, it was no big deal.
The fact that few had heard of the ride outside of Sybil's family led some to believe it was a story concocted decades later. Vin says the facts are in favor of Sybil's daring feat.
So when naysayers say, did she really take the ride? I say, who else did they send? No one. No other names. She was the only one that could have done it. She was the only one who knew where these men lived.
And Vin has searched libraries and archives to find documentation as well.
I found a letter from 1854, a family letter, completely describing what happened on that night. And Charles Ludington, who wrote the letter, had a sister, Laura, who went to the family reunions, who got the story from her grandfather, Colonel Henry Ludington, and her grandmother.
Today, you'll find a statue here that depicts Sybil on her horse riding through the countryside to rally men to the cause. And you'll find Vin continuing to share the story and bring attention to the bravery of one young woman in the Patriot cause. Traveling the Countryside in Carmel, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.